Let's look at critical program elements that your scope and sequence will address. The first thing you'll notice is that there are different tabs to be used depending on your delivery method of virtual or in-person. If you are implementing virtual programming, you'll need to consider if the program intended to be delivered only in person. Are there certain components that may not be effective when delivered in an online setting? Can you expect similar results when the program is presented virtually versus in person? Additionally, you'll identify the setting in your program summary detail workbook, but it will also be reflected in the site name. Where should the program be delivered? This could be specifically in schools, community-based settings, or either. If a program has been shown to be effective in schools, it does not necessarily mean it will also be effective in community-based settings. So you will want to be sure the evidence base does not require a specific setting. Additionally, you will need to ensure your settings are all eligible places. OR are being delivered to eligible people. Next is your audience, which includes age. What age range or grade level should participants be based on how the program curricula is designed? If a program was effective with third graders, it might not be effective used with seventh graders or preschoolers. If you are trying to modify the program to address a different age group or age range, this will likely impact the outcomes of your intervention. Related to the program elements of series and sessions, we will consider your series timing and how that will affect programming. Some programs are intended to be delivered on a weekly basis, while others may be monthly. This is important because it may affect your participants' memory retention of the information you share. Depending on the evidence base, you may or may not have flexibility in this.